If you're calling hotels in Port Aransas, you'll likely hear messages like this one from the Hampton Inn & Suites.
Sorry we missed your call. Unfortunately, the hotel has been closed down through November 2017 due to the damages caused by Hurricane Harvey.
The Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce lists only 8 hotels currently operating, at least partially. Port A normally has around 5,000 active hotel rooms, but after the hurricane, only some 50 are available. On the east side of the island, roofers hammer away at the Beachgate Condo Suites and Hotel, just a few hundred feet from the Gulf of Mexico. The newspaper vending machine in the lobby is frozen in time. The paper is dated Thursday, August 24th, the day Port Aransas issued a mandatory evacuation order.
Well, here, luckily, you know, all the guests that were here pre-hurricane, they tucked their tail and ran.
That's Sean McGrath, Beachgate's property manager. He says at least 20 of Beachgate's 48 rooms need work. He tells me one might look fine, but then...
And then literally, like, the room next door is, ceiling came down, insulation everywhere. And then you go to the next room, and it's not touched, or vice versa. You know, it's insane. Because the ones we thought were going to have crazy damage didn't. But the ones we thought were going to be totally good actually had some damage.
So far, cancellations stretch into next year and amount to more than $275,000 in losses. And McGrath says it hasn't been easy contacting everyone.
Almost 3 weeks went by before we could actually access our reservation system, and that's, you know, all over town. And so then you get yelled at and screamed at by the guests. They want their money, which I understand. Just definitely have to be patient. You know, I mean, that's one thing. I think I'm up to 675 emails I still got to check.
Beachgate won't be able to accommodate guests until mid-October. The Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce believes most of the city's hotel rooms will be operational by spring break. No matter the timeline, though, the economic impact of Harvey will be massive. Last year, visitors spent at least $221 million in Port A. Near the center of town, Flora Berger and her husband John Scott Berger have been cleaning up their house and 6 guest cottages. John's on the roof of one, and Flora is gathering debris from the front yard. Their vibrantly painted cottages sit a few feet off the ground. But with nearly 5 feet of floodwater and storm surge.
We had 22 inches in our house, and then most of the cottages had 18 to 22 inches. Some roof damage on a couple of the cottages.
They often rent their cottages on Airbnb, and one serves as a law office for a local attorney. John says the cottages have been through every hurricane since 1950.
We've even thought about naming our cottages after each hurricane that it survived. So
we have the Harvey, the Carla, the Celia,
the Allen.
The Allen.
John pulls out his phone and pulls up a photo of a cottage they had to knock down. He points to a line on the siding labeled Carla after the 1961 hurricane.
That was the marking right there, and Flora went back, and that's Harvey, so it's 2 feet higher.
In one cottage, just about everything below the waist has been gutted.
We had to rip out all the floors and all the counters. We had to rip out. We still haven't come in and cleaned. You can see the water line on the tub, too.
Since Harvey, 99 of John and Flora's reservations have been canceled. That's about $10,000 in reservation losses and $2,700 in rent from the law office. They don't have a damage estimate yet, but with no renters, there won't be any income for a while.
We had a great summer, so for us, we have a little bit of a cushion, but some people aren't that lucky, and for a lot of people, everything just stopped. Everything, income, normalcy, completely cut off.
The couple, like many other hotel operations, hope to have their cottages back up for rentals by November, just in time for when many vacationers from northern states escape their cold homes and become winter Texans. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.